This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Like we are every night, here to take your phone calls. We've been taking calls all night. 855-450-FREE, free as in freedom. And did we pick on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? I think we did.
And the news is so oversaturated with her. I mean, the fact that AOC became a nickname so quickly. It's like, I imagine, you know, just turn on Fox News, and I guarantee we're going to be talking about that. Turn on Alex Jones. He's going to be talking about that. Go on Breitbart. Go Daily Caller. Go anywhere, and they're going to be talking about it. It's like, Jay suggested she was like a Republican plant. No, I think she knows exactly what she's doing. She's trying to get the maximum. She believes that there's no such thing as bad publicity, and she's very good at it. She's getting, people are talking about her. If people are talking about you, whatever you're doing, it's at least some form of success.
We talked about her for a whole segment here about someone we thoroughly disagree
for a whole
with.
Hour, for more than an hour.
So I spend more time on Twitter than any other social media platform, and I follow two people with great interest. One of them is Safadin Amous, who's an Austrian economist. He's a great guy. He's from Lebanon. He's the author of The Bitcoin Standard, so he really lays out a serious case as to why cryptocurrencies are beneficial and why Bitcoin in particular is, and I subscribe to that line of thinking. But I also follow AOC to remind me that people need to follow people like Safadin Amous. They have to get a basic understanding of economics. And if you get bored, if you're at home listening, God, this guy drones on and on about economics, well, it's because it's crucial. It's what literally makes our world revolve. It's what makes markets work. And no central planning can ever do what markets can do. Central planners can't set prices, but they always try to. Markets can, just by supply and demand and by offerings in the marketplace. It's amazing what markets can do, and we need to get to a point where we are there so we can actually ascertain what we can afford and what we can't. And there are no magic bullets. But one bullet that is not going to be there, and I'm not talking about gun control, it's going to be California's new bullet train. This thing got the axe. New California Governor Gavin Newsom slams brakes on San Francisco to Los Angeles bullet train. The governor scaled back the high-speed train, calling for a more limited rail line now, but leaving the door open to a statewide project in the future. Sacramento, California's new governor, Gavin Newsom, sharply scaled back plans to build a high-speed train from San Francisco to Los Angeles on Tuesday, saying the program had been botched and cost too much. Speaking in Sacramento in his first State of the State address since he succeeded Jerry Brown, who, like Arnold Schwarzenegger before him, had strongly promoted the bullet train as governor, Newsom said he would proceed with work on a 160-mile stretch in the state's Central Valley where construction is already underway. Quote, high-speed rail is much more than a train project, unquote, Newsom said. Quote, it's about economic transformation and unlocking the enormous potential of the valley, unquote. And he left the door open to completing the state-spanning system at some point in the future, promising to continue pursuing federal funds and private sector funding for the larger project, along with environmental work and regional projects north and south of the Central Valley. Quote, for those who want to walk away from the whole endeavor, I offer you this, he said. Quote, abandoning high-speed rail entirely means we will have wasted billions with nothing but broken promises and lawsuits to show for it.
So, well, hopefully people's property won't be stolen by eminent domain. That's the first thing I think of when I think of all these things.
It was huge in not only just taking people's money, because this thing started out, and I think we'll get into some numbers here. I can't remember what the initial This was done by referendum, initially. Cost of $32 billion initially, but that number quickly ballooned to $50 million, $100 billion, to try to get this thing going.
And there's a free market solution to this kind of thing.
Sure.
I mean, if you want to set up a rail line or some kind of road, and what you do is you could generate, you know, money from private interests, and all the landowners should maintain as shareholders and receive a profit from this. It's like the Massachusetts Turnpike, so went through Massachusetts and went through all these farms, all these properties, cut them all in half. The property was stolen, and you pay a toll to drive on this thing. Well, instead of that, you know, people being paid, you know, a fraction of market value and basically forced off their land, what they should have been doing is given an opportunity to be a shareholder in this project and then receive a dividend or whatever, because that road earns plenty of money.
Right.
But we got so many regulations that private industry isn't really allowed to do much. All they got to do is find some allegedly, you know, sacred, you know, reptile on the property, and you can't do anything. But if the government wants to do it, none of that stuff matters.
Right. They just take it, and right, that's it. There was a period of time, and when trains were built, quote-unquote, honestly, I can't remember which train. It was the one started by Hunt, I believe. It was not the Union Pacific, but maybe it was the Western Pacific. But back in the days of the great robber barons and all this, you basically had two trains competing for the West Coast traffic. One was the one that was bought, and it wasn't even bought. It was just provided for by Washington. Washington went in with eminent domain, took all the land that was necessary, made regulations and made laws that favored it. And there was basically the free market alternative where the guy went in and said, I'll offer you money for your land, or I'll give you a certain amount of rent if I can run across it. And he did it all legit. Guess which one succeeded? The free market solution succeeds. And it was eventually squashed by government, which does not like competition to its ideas. But these sorts of things, and the idea that someone would try to do this across an entire state and that the voters would support them, I find amazing. When state voters approved the massive bullet train in 2008, the project was envisioned to open in 2029 at a cost of $32 billion. But the California High-Speed Rail Authority last year pushed the completion date back 4 years and said it would cost at least double. Newsom on Tuesday blamed oversight failures and a lack of transparency, saying he, quote, wasn't interested in repeating the same old mistakes, unquote. Well, you're going to make the same mistakes because you are running what should be a private venture as a government agency, and this is what happens when governments try to do things like, build trains.
Or even the big dig in Boston. I mean, it's just
right.
Always, there's so much pork to pass around, or somebody's getting broken kneecaps.
Right, and that's going to be the thing. Newsom on Tuesday blamed Newsom. On Tuesday blamed, I already read that. He said he would name Lenny Mendiquez, his economic development director, as the authority's next chairman, with a mandate to, quote, hold contractors and consultants accountable to explain how taxpayer dollars are spent, unquote, and to put all expenses online, quote, for everybody to see, quote.
So these companies will literally be hiring VPs of financial whatever. They'll be hiring accountants just to throw them under the bus and say, oh, it was this schmuck's fault. I guarantee that's what would happen. I mean, this is what happens with Enron, all these big banks. You know, nobody who profits from it goes down. It's always some intern or just some guy that had no clue what's going on.
Like a true bureaucrat, and that's my words, not this article's words. But Newsom said it was more important to, quote, just get something done, unquote, by completing the segment that will connect Merced to Bakersfield for now. Referring to money the state has already received, he said, quote, I am not interested in sending $3.5 billion in federal funding that was allocated to this project back to Donald Trump, unquote. What do you think? Was this a good move? Should California abandon or at least scale back its high-speed rail? 855-450-FREE. Give us a call and let us know.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And we've been talking about a number of subjects tonight. We've talked about Venezuela and whether our potential new leader in Venezuela has been bought already by the U.S. government. We've talked about California's bullet train and its rapid demise, it appears. And we've talked about the new Green Deal and everything that that entails. And I encourage you to give it a skim. It's good for a laugh. In studio, it's me, Chris.
Jay. Vincent.
And I want to throw a little thank you out there to Paul Gibbons. He is a gold amplifier of Free Talk Live, which means he is contributing $10 a month to go towards the AMP program. AMP stands for,
Advertise, market, and promote.
Thank you, Jay. You're welcome. I knew there was a reason I wanted to do this show with you. It's when I have a senior moment, you will quickly remember that. But the money that is contributed goes to advertising, marketing, and promoting the show. If it's important to you that the voice of liberty, if the thought of putting libertarian ideas in front of many people's faces is a good thing, then consider giving. $5 a month is all it takes to get started, and you get lots of cool perks. Facebook groups, AMP-only feeds, and things like that without all the commercials. So it's a great program, and if you want to find out more, go to amp.freetalklive.com. And we've been discussing this bullet train. Basically, the new governor says, yeah, it's just not working out for us. There's been a lot of mismanagement, and the budget's doubled, so we're not doing that. But he also says we're not going to be sending money back to Donald Trump. We're keeping that. Brian Kelly, chief executive of the Rail Authority, said he was eager to meet the challenge and expand the project's economic impact in the Central Valley. Kelly also said in a statement that he welcomes Newsom's commitment to complete environmental work statewide and to seek continued funding towards a rail project connecting the Bay Area and Los Angeles. U.S. Representative Kevin McCarthy, the House Republican leader who represents the Bakersfield area, said Newsom made, quote, the right move, and he called the larger project connecting Northern and Southern California, quote, a train to nowhere. But as State Senator Scott Wiener, a Democrat who represents part of the San Francisco Bay Area, stressed that Newsom hasn't killed the statewide plan. Quote, he said we must focus on completing the Central Valley segment and move forward from there, Wiener said on Twitter, adding, quote, the Bay Area and Los Angeles must be and will be part of the California high-speed rail network, unquote. So, I used to work a lot in California. So the company I worked for was headquartered out of San Francisco, and actually most of our data centers and things like that were in the Central Valley. They were based in just outside of Sacramento. So I was all over that. We also had locations down in L.A. So when I had to fly into San Francisco, and then I had something that took my attention down in the L.A. area, I would go to the airport, and I would take a maybe $40, $50 flight and transverse hundreds and hundreds of miles very economically. And from what I've read, much more economically than high-speed rail will do.
Can you still buy those $40, $50 San Francisco-LA flights? Is that still, like, a viable thing?
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay. Especially now that both places are just so awful, fewer and fewer people probably want to go, so they're desperate to pack the flights, I imagine.
Well, what it is, it's a commuter route. You know, so you're going to have these companies that pop up, and they are going to offer commuter rates because they want that money.
Yeah, there's a Hyannis to Boston commuter plane. It's actually... My grandmother uses it when she goes to Boston. She lives on Cape Cod, and it's very inexpensive. I believe it might be like $45. She says it's almost about the same price you'd pay for gas in her car to do to commute from East Ham to Boston.
I'm gonna have to dig up the link.
And that's great. I mean, there was this rideshare thing for airplanes. I remember these guys were doing in Colorado. And it was like through an Uber type thing. And what these guys were doing is like they would fly from like, you know, his own jet, for example, or his own prop plane from, you know, Denver to, like, Phoenix, and there was room for, like, eight people, but he was just going down there for, like, a normal business trip, or maybe he was just bringing two people down, and you could go to, like, this metropolitan airport, and there was no TSA.
Right.
There was no nothing, and they're like, yeah, just hop in the plane, let's go. I mean, they didn't ask you for, like, ID, and, like, one guy was saying, he's like, yeah, for, you know, $85, you know, I got a round trip down to Phoenix, and I was able to go watch this sports ball game or something he was talking about.
So, Ian and I, this has been a couple years ago, but we did a story on this. Basically, there was this idea of, let's create an Uber for air travel. And it was basically that, because private planes are always flying all over the place. And if you can get somebody to help share the cost of gas, you know, that's your biggest cost, yep, is the fuel, then you can make these things really inexpensive. And it was interesting because, of course, what does the government do when they hear about something like this? Well, basically what this means is, Jay, you have a private plane and you wish to share rides with others. You're going to start this little company that does ride sharing with airplanes.
Yep.
So you have to follow every regulation that Delta Airlines follows if you wish to do this.
And Delta and United, they all lobby, yes, government exactly for that, so they don't have any competition.
Right, and it was a really sad ending to that story because there were a couple companies that came out like this. The company that I think is the most interesting out there, and we talked about this a while back, is one called JetSuite X. And their webpage says semi-private flying, not-so-private fares. And we did a story about these guys. What they do is they're only flying to six or seven different airports in California right now. But their prices are more competitive than the major airlines. So you can go from an airport in the Los Angeles area to an airport in the Bay Area, and you're going to pay less than you'll pay through Delta or United or anybody else. You are going to be flying on a small private plane. And when they described the check-in process, they were like, I walked up to an office park. They had like a little bus behind it. But the first thing they did was showed us where the bar was. They started us out there, free snacks, free stuff like that. The only thing they had to do to go through TSA-wise was to get the swab on their hands to make sure they had no residue from explosives, which is the only requirement that they needed to have. And they're serving seven or eight markets. I'm going to look up the cost of these things to see what it will cost. But it was a really intriguing idea. Basically, they said, well, we're going to do it this way. We're going to technically be legal, but we're going to make it the whole experience that sells this. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants to know if President Trump plans to sign the compromise measure to avert a government shutdown this weekend.
President Trump, say you'll sign this bill. Remove the axe hanging over everyone's head.
Although President Trump doesn't like the allotment for border security, he says that won't stop him.
We're giving out contracts right now, and we're going to have a great wall.
But he still hasn't said whether he will sign it. Authorities say that the New York man accused of killing his ex-girlfriend and then dumping her body in Connecticut in a suitcase is from Portugal, and he's in the U.S. illegally. The government cybersecurity director told lawmakers the agency is now working to secure the 2020 presidential election from interference, and they're urging election officials locally to prepare for any possible intrusion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. And we're live tonight like we're live every night. 7 p.m. Eastern to 10 p.m. Eastern, and that's just what we do. That's how we roll. In studio, it's me, Chris.
Jay. And Vincent.
And we've been talking about lots of things. We at the end of our last segment, we were talking about the train and whether people actually fly around California, and they certainly do. There's a lot of commuter flights that go all over the state, particularly from the Los Angeles area to the San Francisco area, Silicon Valley, and things like that. And I was trying to remember the name of the company that we talked about on the air. It's called JetSuite X, and it is pretty remarkable when they talk about the experience. That's what they really sell. So you can fly on a private jet for some of the prices we looked at were like, you know, LA to San Francisco and back, you know, not going to the major airports, going to smaller airports outside of $129, $159. It depends on the time of day, how
it's worth
booked up it is.
$100 just not to deal with these major airports.
Right. And it would seriously be worth it not to deal with all the TSA theater, which goes on.
It's a funny way to say molestation, but okay.
Well, come on. At least take me out to dinner if you're going to grope me like that. But they offer things like free drinks. They offer free upgrades, additional luggage. If you need additional luggage, just bring it along. That's fine. So they offer all these things at a much less expensive price than you get from the major carriers, and I just find that very refreshing. Those are the types of things I want to see. I want to see better service for the same or less money, and they've evidently found a few ways that they can minimize the government footprint, at least, on your air travel. And it's a hassle. I mean, I wouldn't say. There was a time when I loved to fly.
Yeah, it was fun when I was a little kid.
Right. And then after I flew hundreds of thousands of miles, it was less fun. And then 9/11 happened, and then it was no longer fun at all. Not for fear for my life, which one would think that that would be a reason to not enjoy air travel. But it became apparent real quickly that none of this insanity they were putting me through had anything to do with keeping me safe. It was about exerting their control over me.
The first time I flew on an airplane, I was 1989. I was 9 years old. I went out to see my mom. It was a DC-10. This thing was huge.
Right.
You know, from Boston to the old Stapleton Airport in Denver. And I asked the stewardess, stewardess, I guess it was what they are, hey, we want to check out, actually, it was my little brother, I think, who asked. He was really into, like, flying games.
Yeah.
And he's a guy who does all the drones now. And they actually let us go sit in the cockpit, and they had, like, this seat that plopped down. We were little kids, and they're like,
seat.
And we both sat in a seat, and we both wear a seatbelt, and for about a half an hour.
Right.
And that pilot and the other guy, they were telling us what all the buttons were for, and they just had a blast.
Right.
And, like, those dudes would lose their job if they even thought about doing that today, you know?
They couldn't. They absolutely couldn't, and it's insane. 9/11... All the response of the TSA since 9/11 has not made us safer. It's made us a laughingstock. And if you look at other countries, you can look at European countries. A lot of them adopted a lot of the same standards, but a lot of times, particularly in the Far East and in the Middle East, they still rely on just judging a person when they walk up. And did they act nervous? Did they act suspicious? But in America, we can't talk about those things because, God forbid, now you're profiling. What they're really trying to do is keep us safe.
And everybody's nervous that they're going to get anal probed.
Right.
When they go through TSA.
Yeah, it's insane. And why would anyone willingly expose themselves to that? We're going to go to the phones. We've got David in New Mexico listening on the TuneIn app. David, you're on Free Talk Live. David, you there? Go ahead.
Yeah, you there?
I am.
I was just going to say to you, when you brought up that DC-10, I used to commute back and forth to work, and sometimes on a DC-10, and if you were a kid in the cockpit, you were probably sitting in the jump seat, and literally the best seat in the whole airplane is not the captain or co-pilot seat, it's the jump seat immediately behind the captain. Because you sit a little bit higher than the captain, and you sit closer to the window, and the window by the jump seat is bigger than the one next to the pilots, and so you got the best seat in the whole airplane, the best seat, best view. It's pretty cool.
It was very cool.
I was flying so much that I pretty much I definitely knew because then apps came out for it. But what seats on what aircraft offered the best legroom? My favorite one ever was on a 747. I want to say it was 46A or 46B. If you ever got a 747, which was rare, but occasionally we got them between San Francisco and DC area airports, occasionally one would be moving that way. But it's where the tail, you know, really curves in at the back of the plane, and you literally had about 4 or 5 feet. Off to one side, like if you wanted to just stretch out, if you wanted to have all your briefcase, all your electronics out, it just didn't matter. It was literally like 3 or 4 feet before you even encountered a bulkhead. It was great.
That's why I like to buy the emergency aisle
right
tickets.
And it's interesting that people will. I mean, they'll pay for that. You know, nobody's going to pay for first class because I don't know who pays for first class.
Government does. All government employees fly first class.
I never flew.
Literally.
Well, no.
Well, in some way, like my father's case, he'd always fly business for his work. But a lot of the times, if you're a frequent flyer or one of our programs, they upgrade you.
Yeah, you get the free bumps. And those I'd always take. But I'd never pay for that. And I know my company would never pay for it. But they did used to spring for like Economy Plus and things like that. But The point is these are all different options that people are willing to pay different amounts of money for, and that's what happens when you don't have things being centrally planned. The idea for Economy Plus came up out of, you know, some marketing group said, hey, let's do this. Let's see if that makes sense. The market supports it, and now you can fly that, or you can fly a business class on almost any flight, and those are just solutions.
Yeah,
so what'd you call up about, David?
I was calling about the government in some pretty interesting stuff that actually was prompted by Jay was talking about something at the beginning of the program about socialism, and it was I was going to call about that, and this is kind of adds on to that. But quickly, first on the aviation thing, there's the federal aviation regulations. The major carriers, they have to follow the regulations of Part 121. And the smaller airlines, the ones that have the little regional aircraft, they can use Part 135, along with charter operators use Part 135. And then corporate aircraft and private pilots and everything, everybody else follows Part 91. So as long as you follow the regulations of either Part 91, Part 135, or Part 121, you can do whatever you want within those regulations. And so I think what you were describing is entirely possible. There's a few little hiccups there, but yeah, it's a good model. On the government thing, you were saying that socialism, you were talking about the financial aspect, the money aspect of it, eventually, you know, the government keeps getting bigger and bigger and more controlling and gobbling up more and more of the money and printing fake worthless money and dumping it into the economy. But it's not just money that they go after. They do the same thing with every different other kind of power and control. And I know you know that. You just didn't explicitly state it. Like, for instance, my issue has been my kids, but another big issue is guns, you know, the Second Amendment. And so this is where I tie in with some other probably more interesting news. Oh, first of all, my assessment of government is that it's self-limiting, like you were saying. At some point, it collapses. It goes on and on. It goes up. It goes down. And at some point, it collapses. And actually, we may not collapse, or we might collapse in the near future, meaning in the next, you know, couple of years, couple of decades,
we can
or centuries, whatever.
That's my.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. Bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've been all over the board. Like we're all over the board every night. We talk about lots of different subjects. We like to talk about things that spur your questions. And you may have time to get in before we wrap it up for tonight. But Vincent, one thing we talked about earlier was Venezuela's new... I guess we were questioning whether to call him a strong man because he hasn't demonstrated a lot of strength other than a willingness to become the next dictator for life of Venezuela.
I mean, he looks like sort of a skinny Silicon Valley nerd bully type.
He does, sort of. So,
is the Mark Zuckerberg vibe, that's right.
Here's what I don't get about this. I was listening to that podcast by Vin and Dave Butler. I forget Vin's last name.
Armani,
that's right. Yep. I forget what the podcast is called. Do you remember?
Not off the top of my head.
Well, anyways, it's a weekly podcast, and it broadcasts on LRN.FM.
Yep.
So anyways, basically what Vin had said, and I was listening to this today while I was plowing snow, is this guy basically got, like, control of all the sicko accounts. He got control of all the money that the United States was able to get a hold of through banking, whatever. And allegedly he's still, like, in Venezuela doing stuff or whatever. Now, if the Chinese government had said, okay, Jay Noon, you're now the president of the United States of America, and we seize all the assets that were in our banks and all the other banks that we control around the world, and we gave them to you.
Would you take that job?
Well, let's just say they even did it.
Okay.
They would be kicking in a door at his studio before the show was over and hauling me and all you guys away just because you're accomplices. So,
well, they could try, but you know,
so
you're young.
Who knows? But one thing I can tell you is everything the media tells us and everything the government says is happening is absolute lies and BS. Just everything I've been told, I found out everything I've been told and taught from school, from you know, government, from mainstream media. I mean, if there's a pharmaceutical or a U.S. military recruiting advertisement on that television show, their content is garbage as far as I'm concerned.
Well, watch it, Jay. You sound like one of those conspiracy theorists.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's more than two people involved, so that's all for a theory for me.
That's what I say when people throw that garbage non-argument at me. I always say, hey, it's a conspiracy, but it ain't a theory.
Right, and we have a long and rich history of conspiracy, quote-unquote, theories that turn out to be true. I mean, the Gulf of Tonkin, how do we get pulled into Vietnam? How do we get pulled into World War II? How do
we get pulled into Iraq and Afghanistan and the War on Terror?
Right.
How are we getting pulled into Venezuela now?
Right.
Well, and just as a historical anecdote, I forget what it was called, but it's an official conspiracy of the officers of the Continental Army when the United States was under the Articles of Confederation, there was issues with paying the Continental Army. So a group of officers got together, and you know, people probably heard of a group of officers and Federalist politicians got together, and you know, the same party that passed the Alien and Sedition Act, they got together and they said, look, to the military, I learned this in college, so it's not like this is, you know, from some podcast or whatever. I learned this in a college course.
We do need to fact check it.
That the Continental Army officers, in exchange for whatever, I guess, in exchange for eventually getting paid, they threatened to mutiny, and that's where everyone heard the story of George Washington. You know, he addresses the officers of conspiracy, he puts on his glasses and reads a speech, and they're all so touched they decide not to march on Washington.
Right.
Well, the whole thing was a fear tactic in order to get Congress to decide to hold a or not Congress, but you know, to get the new country to have a constitutional convention. So they then remove the Articles of Confederation, put in the Constitution that we know today, so the government has the direct power to tax, the Continental Army gets paid, and so the Bill of Rights was made. It was the antidote towards the Constitution, because the people who cared about freedom, not the anti-federalists or whatever they were called, they were so shocked by the Constitution that they felt they needed to put in the Bill of Rights to say, we're keeping the guns, we're keeping the free speech and freedom of religion. So this whole government was founded off a conspiracy and threat of martial law.
Yeah, and if you're wondering why they were rioting, it was because their money was worthless. That was one of the first examples of the U.S. coin once we started our own country, and it was under the Articles of Confederation. You've heard the phrase, not worth a continental. That's because they had the continental dollar. The continental dollar wasn't backed by any precious metal. It was simply printed because they had to figure out some way to pay for that ridiculously expensive war they just had with Great Britain. So it was it was our country's first real big experiment with money printing, and it went horribly wrong. So as we got the Constitution, then you got power granted only to Congress to print money, to coin money, I should say.
Which they gave up just 100 or so years later and gave to the Federal Reserve.
Absolutely. 1913 was a very bad year.
I'm going to start saying, not worth a Federal Reserve note.
You should, right?
Yeah, right. Excellent explanation on that. That was really good. I like that.
Thank you. My degree is worth something, I guess. Well, it's not even for my major. I just had to take the course. But, yeah, it was a very good course. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Yeah, and we've had many, many examples of this, and people will get up in arms, and people will start to get upset, and then governments always have the two perfect solution. You know what I mean? It sort of addresses all their concerns. And
hollow points and Full Metal Jacket.
It addresses all their concerns, and it makes it all palatable, and just trust us, we'll implement it exactly the way we say we're going to do it. But in reality, it rarely ends up that way, and that's a shame. And that's why people remain conspiracy-minded, because they've been kind of hosed too many times by the same government that says, we're going to do exactly what you want, we're not going to lie to you about it. But they do, over and over and over again.
Yep, my whole life. In your whole life.
Yours too?
Yeah.
And my parents' lives. Yeah, I was thinking about that. You know, my father, you know, was kind of born into the Great Depression, so he was born in 1928. But growing up, you know, being 4, 5, or 6, you know, in 1934, 1935, 1936. I mean, and they were told all the same, you know, basically the Ocasio-Cortez talking points. If we spend all this money, if we spend all this money on infrastructure, then it will be, you know, land of plenty for everyone. But it didn't work out that way. The Great Depression, you know, which could have ended in the early 30s because it was cyclical. It was an inevitability of the central bank manipulation that occurred after the crash. It could have ended very quickly, but it didn't end until we got out of World War II, until 1945. I mean, that's really when things started to change. And that was through the introduction of massive amounts of capital in the form of human capital, in form of returning troops.
And you know, these old-timers that grew up, they're like, you know, they were children during World War II or born shortly after World War II, like my stepfather's father. He is 72. And a couple years ago when I was working out in Colorado, he's like, "This country needs another major war. We need a World War II to get things straightened out." And he's like, "Everybody was poor, and then World War II came along, and we all had jobs, and everything was going along, and blah, blah, blah."
He had all that afterwards.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Because of World War II, he was really believes.
He bought into that.
Yeah, and he still believes that till this day.
Yeah, that is the ultimate broken window fallacy right there, too. I mean, If society becomes greater and richer because you've decimated an entire continent, man, what are we going to get when we start getting some nukes flying all over there? Can you imagine how many broken windows there'll be?
Yeah, all of them. They'll be melted back into glass beads.
Exactly.
Well, that'd be great for the glassmakers, then. You got to start thinking about money policy here.
It's monetary policy. This is going to be big, boys. It's going to be huge. We're going to
break all the glass everywhere.
I know.
Glass blowers going to be making flat panes of glass for the first time.
Am I the only one who's declared myself to be unwilling to work, or is anybody else?
No, I'm good. I'm a total neat. I'm a total hikimori, as the Japanese will call it. I'm just going to live with my parents, collect my checks. That's why Ocasio-Cortez 2020, let's make it happen, people. I want to play video games every day.
I enjoy work. I love it.
I know you do, Jay, and we're just kidding. But that's all the time we have for you tonight. I want to thank everyone for joining us, and please tune back in. Over 200 stations coast to coast. We're available on satellite. We're available on the internet. 855-450-3733 if you want to call in.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.